Today's Amud is Megillah Dalet Amud Beis. We're holding on Dalet Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom by the two dots. So says the Gemara, El Shakfar Magdimin Liyoy Maknisa. We mentioned in the Mishnah that the villages, which now we know means a city that doesn't have Asar Batl on it, so they're Makdim to Liyoy Maknisa, which means if your Dalet falls out on a non-Monday and Thursday, so they read on the Monday and Thursday that precedes your Dalet. Rabbi Chanina explains that Chachamim mekilu al akfarim liyos makdimin liyoy maknisa, that the Chachamim were mekul on the kfarim and they gave them this heter, so to speak, to hear the Megillah on Yedalet when they were going into the big cities anyways. And the reason why they gave this kula to the kfarim was kidei sheyisabku mayim umazayin l'acheim shebekrachim, so that they should be available on Yedalid to provide water and food to their friends, to their brothers that are in the cities. So really, the purpose of this takana, that the kfarim should read in Yedalid, was really for the cities. Says the Gemara, Lameimer de takata de krachim avi. You mean to tell me that this whole takana was really just for the krachim? It was so that they should be able to read, that the kfarim should read early, so that they should be available on Yedalid and Tezvav to provide food for everyone else in the cities? But we learned in the Mishnah, that chaliyos besheni, when Yedalet falls out on a Monday, so kfarim vayaris gedolos kairim bay bayayim. If Yedalet falls out on a Yom HaKnisa, if Yedalet falls out on Monday, so then both the kfarim and the big cities, they read on Yedalet, they read on that day. Now, ve'im isad, if it's true that Chazal said that the kfarim should be makdim to the Yom HaKnisa, so that they should be available on Yedalid, so in this case also, likadmu liyom HaKnisa. Chazal should have said that the kfarim should read on the previous Thursday, so that they should be available on Monday. Says the Gemara, that's not a possibility, because havlu asara, because the Monday that precedes a Thursday would be the 10th of Adar, v'asara l'tekinu rabbanon. And that's not a day that's possible for Kriyas HaMegillah. Like we mentioned before on Daf Beis, that it's not like we could just make up our own days for hearing the Megillah. We have to follow what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah made up. And so we had Ramazim in the Megillah that they left an option open for Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel. But there's no remez that we should have another day that for reading the Megillah like Yod. And Mamela, we can't make a takana that you can read the Megillah on Yod. So that's why they did not say in such a case that the kfarim could go back to the previous Monday. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara, Tashima. I'll bring you another raya, or a raya, that it's not a takana for the cities, because the Mishnah says, Achal yois b'chamishi, if Purim falls out on a Thursday, kfarim v'yaris g'daylos kerem b'yayim. That's also another case where the kfarim in the big cities, they read on the same day, they read on Yedalet on that Thursday. V'misa, now if it's true that the kfarim are makdim to the Yayim HaKnisa for the cities, likadmu l'yayim HaKnisa, so in this case, on the year that Yedalet falls out on a Thursday, so we should say that the villages should go back to the previous Monday, the Chadasaru, because it's the 11th. It's the 11th of Adar, which is a possible day for Kriyas HaMegillah. So says the Gemara, no, miyayim HaKnisa liyayim HaKnisa loy dachinan. That's part of a cloud that we never move the villages from one Yom HaKnisa to another, which the Miri explains is because of a loy plot. Being that when Yedalet falls out on a Monday, we can't be makdim to the previous Yom HaKnisa to Thursday, because that's going to be Yud Ba'adar. So therefore, Chazal said that even when Purim falls out on a Thursday, and technically, we could have said that the Kfarim should go back to the previous Monday, we don't say such a thing in order to make it as a low plug so people shouldn't get confused, and that's why we don't push them off. But really, it is a takana that's for the cities. Says the Gemara, Tashema, really, the Takana is for the cities. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to learn later, Rabbi Yehuda says that they must say, when is it that the Kfarim are makdim liyayim HaKnisa? It's b'makayim shenichnasim b'sheni b'chamishi. It's only if you have a Kfar that they go on Mondays and Thursdays into the big cities. So then we give them a kula that once you're going in anyways, so you could hear the Megillah on that Monday and Thursday on the Yom HaKnisa. But if you have a kfar that they don't go into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays, so in Kairin Oysa, Elam Hizmanos, then they read on Yedalet. Now, Now, if you're going to tell me that the whole idea that we're makdim liyoy makanisa is for the cities, mishum dein nechnasim b'sheinu b'chamishi mafsidi lul krachin, just because the villages, they're not going in on Mondays and Thursdays to go to Bezdin or to go your Kriyas HaTorah, so now the cities should lose out from that? Why should the cities lose out? So Elamai, it's not a takana that's for the krachin. It's a takana that's for the villages. And therefore, it's only when they're going in anyways, on Mondays and Thursdays, that's when Chazal gave them this kula, because it's for their own good. But if so how could it be that we had a memra, we said that Amar Bichanina, that Chazal were making on the Kfarim, is Kidei Sheesavku Maimu Mazan Lachim Shabakrachin? It seems to be not true. It seems like the takana is for the Kfarim. So says the Gemara in Achanami. Really, the takana is for the Kfarim. And loy tema kedei sheyasafku mayim umazayin. Rabbi Chanina didn't mean to say that the takana was in order so that they should be available to provide water and food for the cities. Elaema mipnei shemesapke mayim umazayin lachem shebekrachin. That the reason why Chazal were make on the kfarim was out like a karis hatayv, because they're the ones who provide water and food for the cities. So we're extra nice to them. They're doing good things for the cities. So we're extra nice to them, and we say that being that they're going in anyways on a Monday and a Thursday, so we allow them to be makdim liyoy makanisa. So really, it's a takana that's for the kfarim, and we have to adjust that which Rabbi Chanina said. Now, says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Ketzad, that how is it that you have Purim being, the Megillah being read, Yudalef Yibayz, give me Yudalef Tesvav. So we said, the first case was Chalios B'Sheni B'Shabbos, that if Yudalef falls out on a Monday, so Kfarim V'Yaris G'doylois, Kairim B'Yayim. So then, when Yudalef falls out on a Monday, both the villages and the large cities, they read on that day on Monday. So now ask the Gemara. When the Mishnah started off the Mishnah, so we said, Mishnah Reisha Dinakat Sidura Diyarcha, U'Mishnah Seifa Dinakat Sidura Diyoyme. In the Reisha of the Mishnah, it says that the Megillah is Nikres on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Hesvav. We were going through days of the month. And then when we want to give examples of how do you have it, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Hesvav, so you would think that the Mishnah would say, how do you have it on Yud Aleph? And we go in and explain. And how do you have it on Yud Beis? And we would go on and explain. The Mishnah doesn't do that. It said, Ketzad. And then we go and we start talking about the days of the week. If Yud Aleph falls out on Mondays, and this is what happens. If Yud Aleph falls out on Tuesdays, this is what happens. We start jumping to the days of the week. But in the Reisha, we were talking about days of the month. So what's the Pshan in this switch? So says the Gemara, I did the mishapchile naka sidura diyoyme. Rashi explains, which means that being that it's all out of order, so therefore it was easier to just talk about the days of the week. Which means that if the Mishnah would have said, how do you have it that you read Megillah on Yud Aleph? So then the Mishnah would have to say, if Yud Aleph falls out on a Sunday, so then the Kfarim are makdim into the Yom HaKanisa, so, which is the 11th on the previous Thursday. And how do you have on Yud Beis? If Yud Aleph falls out on a Wednesday or a Shabbos, and how do you have Yud Gimel? If Yud Aleph falls out on a Tuesday or a Friday, it's much more confusing like that. So being that it's much more confusing, the Mishnah wants to, especially it used to be it was memorized, so it wants to make it that it's the easiest way, it wants to say it in the way that's easiest to remember. So the way to say that it's easiest to remember is to go through the days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. That's the easiest way to remember it. That's why we switch the way we discuss the dates. Chal Yois B'Erev Shabbos. We said if Yudalin falls out on Erev Shabbos, which means that Shushan Purim is on Shabbos, the 15th is on Shabbos. So in such a case, the Mishnah says, both the Krachim, who normally read on the 15th, and the Yareis, who always read on the 14th, they all read on the 14th, they all read on Friday, which is what's scheduled to happen this year, that Yudalin falls out on a Friday. In Yerushalayim, we're going to be reading Megillah on the 14th with all the Bnei Yareis, with the people who lived in the cities and the unwalled cities. Everyone's going to read on Friday, because we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. That's going to be a discussion at the bottom of the Amud, that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So everybody goes and reads on Friday, and the Kfarim, they go to the Yom HaKanisa, they're going to read on Thursday. So now Masnis and Mani. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah that says that when your Dalit falls out on Friday, so the way you have it set up is that the Kfarim read on Thursday, and the cities and the walled cities read on Friday. Who is the Tan? Says the Gemara, Rebbe Yaisi. It's both Rebbe or Rebbe Yaisi, meaning both of them hold of this, that this is the halacha. The Tanya, like we learned to the, so says the Gemara, my Rebbe, so we're gonna show that this is the sheet of Rebbe and Rebbe Yaisi, but the Gemara just starts off first with Rebbe. Where do you see that this is the Shita of Rebbe? Netanya, look, we learned to the Braisa, that Chal Yois Be'erev Shabbos, if Yedalit falls out on Erev Shabbos, so says the Tanakamo, when Yedalit falls out on Erev Shabbos, Kfarim Va'yareis G'daylois Makdim in Liyoy Makanisa, the villages and the cities, they go to Thursday, Umukafin Chayma Kairim Ba'yayim, and the walled cities read on that Friday on the 14th. And the Gemara is going to explain soon what the reason for the Tanakama is. Rebbe Yomer, however, Rebbe says that Oimrani, I say, like our Mishnah, that no, lo yidcho ayareis mi mekoima, that the city shouldn't get moved from their place. They always read on Yedalit. This year it's Friday, so they should read on Friday on Yedalit, just like the walled cities. Ela elu ve'elu, both the cities and the walled cities, the kairim bayoim, they read on that Friday. So now says the Gemara, so that's just how we see that the Mishnah could be like Rebbe. And soon the Gemara is going to bring Rebbe Yaisi. But before we do that, just ask the Gemara that my time in the Tanakama. What's the reason for the Tanakama? That he says that the cities get moved to Thursday. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, B'chol Shana V'Shana. It says that we, Klal Yisrael, accepted Purim to be kept every year. And the Gemara is darshaning that B'chol Shana V'Shana means it has to be consistent every year. That every year Purim, it comes out in the same type of way. So Ma'kol Shana V'Shana. So since every year, typically speaking, Yedalit always comes before Tesvav, meaning the big cities, they read the Megillah before the walled cities. So Afkan Ayaris Kaidmais Mukafin. So we have to do whatever we can to make sure that the big cities are gonna read before the Mukafin. So when Yedalit falls out on Friday, and the Mukafin are going to have to get pushed back to Friday, so we're going to have to also push back the Ayaris to make it that it's not on the same day as the Mukafin, to make it that they're earlier. Ve'ema, says the Gemara, we have a kasha of Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana. Why don't we say that this is how we should dash in the Pasuk, that the Purim has to be the same. Fine. So we should say like this, that ma'kol shana v'shana, ein nidchin ayaris b'mkoyman, just like every year, the big cities, they don't get pushed off from their place, they don't go back to the Ayim HaKanisa, only the Kfarim do. The ayaris don't. So afkan lo yidchu. So too in this year, when Yedal falls out on Friday, so they shouldn't get pushed away from their place. Lo yidchu ayaris b'mkoyman, they shouldn't get pushed away. Says the Gemara, no, shani achad lo yafshar. What do you want to do? There's nothing to do about it. We need to make sure that the big cities are going to read before the Mukafin. There's no way to accomplish that without the Ayaris getting pushed away from their place. So we're stuck in such a case that we have to push away the Ayaris from their usual place. And the Sfasemis explains that the Tanakama holds that since in such a year, anyways, the Mukafin are getting moved from their place, so it's not such a big deal to move the Ayaris from their place as well. I mean, even though we should make it like it's every year, the Ayaris never get pushed away from their place, this year is an exceptional year, because we see the Mukafin also don't usually get pushed away, and they're getting pushed away. They're not going to read on Shabbos. They're going to be reading on Friday. So also we'll move the Ayaris from their place instead of reading on Friday. We'll have them read on Thursday, so that they should be before the Mukafin. Also, anyways, it's not like it never happens that the Ayaris get moved. If Yedalit falls out on a Shabbos, the Ayaris do get moved back. So, that's not like the biggest thing to be makbid about. It's more important to be makbid about the fact that the Ayaris are before the Mukafin, and therefore, says the Tanakamo, that the Ayaris are gonna get moved back to Thursday. The Rebbe Maitaimo. What's the Pshat in Rebbe that he says the Ayaris stay on Friday? What happened to B'chol Shana V'Shana? Says the Gemara, B'chol Shana V'Shana. He darshens B'chol Shana V'Shana as follows. The Ma'chol Shana V'Shana ein Ayaris nidchem b'mkayman. Afkan lo yidchu Ayaris b'mkayman. Like we asked on the Tanakama, Rebbe Taka darshens it like that. That the Ayaris never get moved away. So too in this year, the Ayaris don't get moved. They stay on their date. Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana ma'chol shana v'shana ayaris koydma samukafin afkan nami ayaris koydma samukafin. Why don't they darshan it? Why doesn't Rebbe darshan it like the Tanakama and say that the Ayaris are always before the Mukafin? So too in this type of year, the Ayaris should be before the Mukafin and they should get pushed back to Thursday. Says the Gemara, Shani Yachad, Lo Yafshar. It's not possible. What do you want to do? We need it to be that the Yareis stay on their date, because that's what happens every year. So in this type of year, we'll be stuck, and the Yareis won't be able to go and read before the Mukafin. And this Vasemis explains, he gives a few reasons for why Rebbe prefers to darshan the Pasuk in this way. One of them is that it's not that there's a din in the Ayaris that they should be before the Mukafin. It was to show honor for the Mukafin that the Mukafin have their own day. It's not a din in the Ayaris to be before the Mukafin. It's a din in the Mukafin that they get to go a day later and to be special. But in this type of year, the Mukafin are getting moved back because the 15th is on Shabbos. That's not a reason to move the Ayaris. They're not doing anything wrong. The Mukafin usually have this Mila and they're losing it now in such a year, and they're going to go back to Friday. But that's not a good enough of a reason to move the Ayaris from their place. So we'll be stuck. It's like Afshar. They're going to end up reading it on the same day. Says the Gemara now, my Rabbi Yaisi. We said that the Tana of our Mishnah is like Rabbi, and it's also like Rabbi Yaisi. So who's Rabbi Yaisi? Where do we see that Rabbi Yaisi holds also that the Yareis and the Mukafin they read on Friday? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. And Chali Yais Perev Shabbos, if Yadalit falls out on a Friday, so says the Tana Kamo, the Mukafin, Ukfarim Magdim Eliyoy Makanisa. Unbelievable. Says the Tanna Kamo, the Bnei Yerushalayim, the Mukafin, they go to Thursday with the Kfarim. They're gonna read before the Ayaris. Vayaris Gedailais Karim Bay Bayayim. In the big cities, they're gonna read on Friday. This year on the Purim Mishulash, Rabbi Yaisi, the Tanna Kamo of this Braisa holds that Bnei Yerushalayim should go and read the Megillah on Thursday, on Titus Esther, with the Kfarim. And the Ayaris, they're going to read on Friday. So, and it says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yaisi, I mean, Rabbi Yaisi says, like our Mishnah, that no, Eimu Kafin Kaimil Ayaris. You can't have it that the walled cities are going to read before the Ayaris. Ella Eilu Ve'elu Kairim Bayayim. Rather, both the Ayaris and the walled cities are going to read on Friday, like it says in our Mishnah. So now, my time in the Tanna Kamo, what's the reason for the Tanna Kamo that he says that the Mukafin, they get pushed back to Thursday? Because the Pasuk says, B'chol Shana V'shana, Ma'akol Shana V'shana, Ayaris V'arba Asar. That first of all, the Ayaris, they read on the 14th. They don't get pushed off. Uzman Ayshalzeh, Lo Yizman Ayshalzeh. And the Bnei Akrachim, the Krachim in the Ayaris, they don't read on the same day. So Afkan, here too also, let's be Mekayim both of those Dinim. Ayaris V'arba Asar. The big city should read on the 14th on Friday. Uzman Ayshalzeh, Lo Yizman Ayshalzeh. And the Krachim do not read on the same day as the Ayaris. They can't read on Shabbos, so now they also can't read on Friday. So when do they read? They're going to go back and read on Thursday. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana, ma'chol shana v'shana eimu kafin kaid min la'yareis, afkan eimu kafin kaid min la'yareis. While we say that it should be like every year, that the walled cities don't read before the big cities, shani ha'chad al-yafshar, there's nothing to do about it. Since there's no reason to change the la'yareis in order to satisfy the mukafin, if we could do no changes with the la'yareis, that's the best. The krachim are anyway something unique is happening to the krachim, because the 15th is on Shabbos, so they have to move anyways. So once the ball's rolling, let it roll even more. You know, once we're making changes to the krachim, so change them even more. But the ayaris, we should change the ayaris. That's layefshir. Why should we make changes to the ayaris? The ayaris, there's nothing wrong with the ayaris doing what they're doing. My time in Rabbi Yaisi. And what's the reason? What's the reason for Rabbi Yaisi that he says that the krachim, that they read on Friday together with the cities, because it says, b'chol shana v'shana. So, ma'akol shana v'shana, eim mukafin koin mila yareis. So, just like every year, we say that the mukafin do not precede the cities, like we asked on the Tanna Kamo. Afkan, eim mukafin koin mila yareis. So too in this year, the mukafin should not go before the yareis, so they read on Friday with the yareis. Says the Gemara, just like every year, they have different dates. So Afkan's Manu Shazela is Manu Shalzeh. So too in this year, the cities and the Krachim, they should not share the same date for Kriyas HaMegillah. Shani Hacha, Dulay Efshar. Here, there's nothing to do about it. There's nothing to do, like we said before, since there's nothing to do. So therefore, Rabbi Yaisi says that the Krachim are going to read on Friday together with the cities. So that's how now we've proven that both Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi, they hold, they're both consistent with the Tanna of our Mishnah, who says that when Yadalit falls out on Friday, the walled cities and the Ayaris, they read on Friday, and the Kfarim go back to Thursday by themselves. Says the Gemara, V'safer Rebbe, Ayaris odachinen liyoyim ha-Knisa. Is that really true? That Rebbe holds that the large cities, they don't go back to Thursday? Matanya, but we learned in the Braisa, that Chal Yois B'Shabbos, it's really hard to know what the Havamina of this Kasha is, but says the Gemara, Matanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Chal Yois B'Shabbos, if Yudalid falls out on Shabbos, so Kfarim Makdimin Liyoyim HaKnisa, the Kfarim, they go back to the Yom HaKnisa, like always, so they're going to read on Thursday. The Yavis Gedayla is Kairim Be'erev Shabbos. The Yadal is on Shabbos. So the Yaros can't read on Shabbos. So they're going to go back to Friday. And the walled cities are going to read on the 15th, like they always do, which in such a year is on a Sunday. So they're going to read the next day, means on Sunday. Rebbe Aymer, however, Rebbe says, and Aymer Ani, once anyways Yadal is on Shabbos and the cities, the Yaris are going to get pushed back, so once they're getting pushed back, you might as well make them on Thursday together with the Kfarim to the Yom HaKnisa, and they're both read together on the Yom HaKnisa on Yud Gimel. Says the Gemara. So what do you see from there? You see that Rabbi Shita is that the Yaris go back to the Yom HaKnisa. Says the Gemara, Achi Ashton, Hasam's manam Shabbosi. That's because that's when Yidal fell out on Shabbos. And v'hayel d'ninchu yidachu. So Rabbi holds the Veshita that once anyways they're getting pushed back, so push them back even more. But v'hacha, an hour above the Braisa before, zmanim Erev Shabbos. Yidal fell out on Erev Shabbos. And that's their zman. So they're not getting pushed back. So that's when Rabbi says that we're not going to push them back to the Yom HaKnisa. How can you even ask such a kasha? It's hard to know what the Havimina was. The Gemara before said that if Yidal falls out on Friday, so Rebbe says that the Ayares and the Krachim, they read on that Friday. Only the Kfarim are going to go back to the Yom HaKnisa. Ask the Gemara, but Rebbe said that when Yudal falls out on Shabbos, the Ayares go back to Thursday, they go back to the Yom HaKnisa. Shkayach, that's when Yudal fell out on Shabbos. So the Ayares were going back anyway. So when Rebbe says, once they're going back, so let them go back all the way to Thursday. But here, when Yudal falls out on Friday, the Ayares aren't moving. So why should we move them? It's hard to know what the Gemara's Kasha was. Tzarchiyin. Says the Gemara now, Keman Azla Hada Amar Rabbi Chalbay Amar Reb Huna. Who is the following member of Rav Chalbay Amar Reb Huna? That Purim Shechal Yois B'Shabbos. He said that when Yudalid falls out on Shabbos, so he says a Kol Nidchen Loyim HaKenisa. Everybody goes back to Thursday. Now that doesn't seem to make any sense, because if Yudalid is on Shabbos, Tesvav is Sunday. There's no reason for the Krachim to change their date. So says the Gemara, Hakol Nidachin Zalkadaita. Really, everybody's going to go back to Thursday. Va'ika Mukafin Da'avdi L'Machar. The Krachim, the Mukafim, the walled cities, they're going to meet on Sunday. That's the regular date. There's no reason to move them. Ella, what Rabbi Chalbay Amar Rav Huna meant to say was that Kol HaNidche Yidach L'Yoyim HaKenisa. That anybody who's getting pushed back anyways because Yidal fell out on Shabbos, meaning the Kfarim and the Ayaris, who anyways are getting pushed back, so they're going to get pushed back Yidach L'Yoyim HaKenisa. They're going to go all the way to Thursday. So that's Kiman Karebi. That's like Rabbi said, that when Yidal falls out on Shabbos, the Ayaris go back to Thursday, not like the Tanakama of that Braisa, who said that the Yaris just go back to Friday.